Hello, everybody. Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I don't know, if you're in Wisconsin or maybe anywhere in the Midwest right now today, it's a beautiful spring day. And so today we are going to celebrate spring. It's very important to remember that there's a bigger story to these seasons that go on around us continually, cycle by cycle. And I'd like you to remember that you are a child of the universe. Like every living thing on the planet, your life shifts and moves in alignment with a cosmic cycle, whether you're conscious of it or not. The four seasons, as we cycle around through these seasons, we go through a continual story of transformation, as each season is designed to promote specific evolutionary needs. By aligning with these energies, you can consciously enhance your own journey of unfolding, your own life experience. You know, much of humanity has drifted out of alignment with the natural rhythms of the universe, and the cycles of the moon, the seasons, the rising and setting of the sun, even the simple rhythm of breath and rest. Our ancestors lived by these patterns because survival depended on them. Planting, harvesting, traveling, and gathering were all guided by nature's pulse. Instead, people today tend to be oriented around, artificial clocks, right? Screens, productivity metrics, economic cycles. They don't always harmonize with our bodies or the earth. And when we're disconnected from these natural rhythms, several things often happen. We lose balance. Our sleep cycles get disturbed, our emotional well-being is off, energy levels become erratic. Another thing happens is we forget reciprocity. Instead of remembering that we are a part of the nature that lives here on this planet, instead of living in relationship all nature around us, we tend to exploit it. And another thing that often happens when we're disconnected from these natural rhythms is that we feel isolated. Rather than feeling that we are ourselves part of something bigger, a vast web of mankind, we can feel cut off, anxious, unrooted, fearful. Reconnection is possible, though, and it's great fun. You know, practices like noticing the phases of the moon, eating seasonally, that's such a great thing for our bodies. Honoring the equinoxes and the solstices. Aligning work and rest with our own body's natural pace and rhythms. Or simply spending quiet time outdoors can help bring us back in sync. So I hope many people were able to get outside. And when we get outside and we can sit outside, we get to connect again with the heartbeat of the earth. Human's resonance, and just recalibrate our body to a more natural state. Some traditions call this alignment as living with the Tao, or walking in rhythm with the Great Song. It's not about abandoning modern life, but remembering that the universe has its own pulse, and when we listen to it, we tend to move with more flow, ease, and meaning. The four seasons tell a timeless story of transformation every year. As we watch it unfold, it is both a planetary and a human story of unfolding growth. As above, so below. It is celestial and terrestrial. Every living thing is altered by Earth's seasonal journey. The circle of the seasons was called the Great Round by the early Celts, and it's formed by climate changes as Earth rotates around the sun. Now, typically, these seasons, we recognize them by the changes in temperature or by the amount of light or darkness that a day holds. Warmer temperatures and the fuller light of spring and summer occur when the rays of the sun shine more directly on one or the other hemispheres. And the cooler, darker seasons of autumn and winter develop when the sun's rays are at a more oblique angle coming into that hemisphere. It is a picture of the relationship between spirit and humanity. It's a sacred dance between spirit and matter, held between the solstices, balanced by the equinoxes, like a teeter-totter, a reflection of our journey from human awareness to spirit awareness, from a consciousness of our human experience to a consciousness of our divine experience, from human to divine. The same path is reflected in the astrological wheel. So each season begins with a cardinal sign. For spring, it's Aries. It's an initiating energy. Then we move to a fixed sign where the energy anchors and holds a little steadier. That's Taurus. And then finally, the third archetype that we will transition through with spring is a mutable sign that is flexible and flowing. And of course, for spring, that's Gemini. In general, we can consider that there's a four-day period leading to and including the end of one season as we transition into the next. It's considered a time of holy interval, said to be an intersection of two energies, creating a vortex that thins the veils between the spiritual and the physical, Earth and the cosmos, and functions dynamically within the lives of those who are paying attention. Like a wise and gentle teacher, the Earth uses her seasons to model when to rest and reflect, when to cleanse and activate, when to shine bright and create, and when to return back to source. This is the wheel of life and the pathway of humanity. Our task is unfolding our highest potential, evolving, and the Earth's seasons are energetically designed to help us. Our earlier ancestors were more aware of the cycle of these seasons than we Earth dwellers are today. Symbols and remnants of ancient practices are the foundation of most of our seasonal and cultural holiday celebrations. Ancient people celebrated, with song, dance, and ritual, just as many indigenous people continue to do so today. Their lives were more intricately entwined in these circular patterns of change and evolution. And yet these customs waned as we moved away from earth religions and traditions onto a more intellectual path into the age of reason and science. But now, in this turning of the seasons, we welcome spring. Spring. Astrologically, it includes the archetypes of Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, bringing forth the soul qualities of enthusiasm, beauty, and universality. It's about getting started, gathering resources, and connecting. Spring is the season when universal energy begins emerging anew and rejuvenated. It's when heaven and earth are reborn. In springtime, life on Earth is influenced by an influx of universal energy. The ancient Egyptians knew this. They built the Great Sphinx so it points directly toward the rising sun on the day of vernal equinox. The Mayans knew it also. They left a phenomenal display of their knowledge at the Chichen Itzan pyramid. Each year on the spring equinox, the light of the sun makes a play of light and shadow on the stairs. As the Earth's magnetic field shifts, spring comes to waken the life force in all life. And we see this surge of energy in action as the Earth bursts into new life around us and within us. From deep within, we feel an urge to move our lives forward. Just looking around, the momentum of birthing and the vibrancy of life pulse everywhere. I know there's new baby calves being born on the farm. Spring generates surprise, delight, and like it brings a newly found optimism. So now is such a great time to relish that, to enjoy what is emerging from within, to reconnect with a sense of hope, and to trust in what the future promises. It is the time to believe in growth and to give yourself to it wholeheartedly. So what is the benefit of aligning with the season? As we align with the sunlight and darkness, that supports our own circadian rhythm, which is a vital aspect of our sleep pattern, our hormone balance, digestion, and our immune function. When we align a little better with the seasons, we tune in emotionally. We have a better sense of emotional regulation. It eases or normalizes the ebb and flow of moods and energy. And so we stop expecting ourselves to always be on. Instead, we move with the natural pace. When we're able to align with the rhythm of the universe, we feel less stress. Time in nature, the seasonal foods, breathing a little deeper, all of that helps to reduce anxiety and burnout. Honoring these natural rhythms helps us to know when to act with focus, when to get clear, when to put out energy, and when to rest. Makes our efforts more efficient and just they happen with more ease. There's also spiritual benefits. I think one of the most important things is that we remember that we are not separate beings. We don't need to control life. In fact, what we are is participants in a great dance, some great dance of the cosmos, a greater story. We end up with deeper intuition. Moving with the cycles, like the moons, the seasons, the body rhythms, sharpens your inner knowing. Making your choices, you just feel more aligned and supported, like you know what you're doing. You feel more confident in what you're doing. There's a sacred presence that comes too. Somehow as we align with this bigger story, this, greater mystery, everyday acts become infused with meaning when we look at them from that larger picture, from a larger rhythm. Eating, walking, breathing, they all become important. Ritual. And when we align with the rhythm, the flow, and when we are able to align with that, we feel more carried, less forced. Like we're floating downstream instead of swimming against the current. Perhaps the greatest gift of all is just the benefit of ease. Instead of striving against the natural flow, we begin to live in resonance with it. Life, of course, doesn't stop being challenging, but the challenges feel more like, waves to ride than walls that we crash into. This ease restores joy, trust, and connection, a sense of belonging within yourself, with others, and with the living earth. Really aligning with the rhythm and getting out in nature and aligning with the seasonal energy flow, what it does is it plugs you back in. It's like a recalibration or a reset. Here are some practical things that you can do to get in sync with this natural cycle and just create, enjoy this spring energy and allow it to be a fresh burst for you of personal growth. So the first, number one thing is to get grounded. Go outside. Go barefoot if you can. Slip your shoes off. Being outside attunes you to the Schumann's resonance, which is the heartbeat of the earth. Pause to feel the breeze or watch the sunset. Allow you to sit by the lake and listen to the water. Allow yourself to get outside and take in that energy. It's a really great time to detox, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When we talk about spring cleaning, it's not just about cleaning the house. So it's a good time to kind of rethink some of your eating habits and what are you eating and how to maybe lighten up from some of the heavier winter foods that we tend to eat. I don't know, I always think of it as the season of air, and I love breath work. There's an opportunity just to sit outside and breathe a little deeper. Feel the breeze. Sit in the sun and take in the warmth. Allow your mindset to shift and align with this emerging energy by being open. Just allowing your mindset to open and be, curious. Allow yourself to let the new energy flow through. New ideas, new concepts. Just allow, something new to take place. It's like opening the windows for a good airing out. Energetically, this is the time to clear out the old. Material things, activities, people, thought patterns, anything that keeps you stuck or limits your fullest expression. The ritual of spring cleaning actually came from the ancient mystery temples, when rituals to cleanse old energy would be performed at the exact moment that the sun moved in alignment with the equator. During this time, we are energetically supported to create space for new growth and new opportunities by removing accumulated, stale, negative energy in ourselves and in our homes. All right, this is when cars are washed and waxed. Windows are opened to get rid of the stale air. And we clear the gardens and the yards for planting and, you know, summer care. Closets and basements, you know, a great time to clear out the things that we don't use or don't wear, don't need, and to pass on those things to someone else that can use them. One of the things that I value about the energy of spring is this sense of newness. This is an excellent time to initiate new order in your life. Implement new routines, you know, revise your day, the structure, how it goes about. Explore new ideas and try new things. Feel free to express yourself in a new way. Often this is where we see people getting haircuts or new hairdos or new clothes. But think about how to express yourself. How do you really want to express yourself? Add color. You know, I think of spring as the season of a return to color. Make things beautiful, you know, add some brightness and some vibrancy. Go for a new look. And really, if you're a person who likes to have goals and really like to do resolutions and you set them at New Year's, things like that, this is the time that you want to be bringing those energies forward. This is a good time. You know, back in at New Year's, you want to kind of set the intention and make a plan for what you're wanting to do and figure out how you're going to do it and maybe start some of the patterns that will allow you to bring it forward. It is in spring, with spring, that it really emerges in its fullness. This is a really important time, too, just to sort of check your balance. Where in life are things like out of balance? Is there some direction where things have tipped too far and I'm either doing too much or not doing enough? You know, what part of my life is getting either too much attention, maybe too little attention? And so to reevaluate, where do you need to course correct? Spend some time in silence to hear that inner guidance and allow more of your personal light to shine. So let your light shine. Show compassion and caring. Use the creative power of your thoughts to send healing energy and prayers to others. Let your powers for regeneration emerge. I mean, this is what this season is about. Rebirth, regeneration, new life. Consider something that you can do to make things better for yourself, for your community. Spring energy supports us to rise. And so here are some, you know, thoughts on maybe a few questions to consider, or something to ponder as you think about this spring energy, or journal prompts. As this spring energy supports us to rise, what does that mean for you? How would you like to look, feel, sound different? And if you wanted that, what actions do you need to initiate? What do you need to, like, put into motion? So set some clear intentions for the growing months to come. Be clear, you know, what is it that you really want to grow? The awakening earth comes alive at this time of year, right? We watch it start to, you know, things sprout and green and leaves come on the trees and things start popping into life. And one of the things that comes forth is herbs. I heard them referred to once as medicinal weeds. Herbs, spring gathering, we can cleanse our body from the heaviness and the hibernation of winter. They help to purify our blood and bring some chlorophyll and energy into our cells. So like fresh dandelion greens, you know, such a wonderful thing to remove stagnation, stimulate digestion. It's a time to digest what we have gathered over the winter and turn it into energy and growth. And this is the time of year to cultivate optimism and embrace hope. Follow the lead of nature and nourish the new life that's growing. Feel the vitality within you awakening. What wants to emerge? And if you're not feeling enthusiasm, really to sit with a bit. What's getting in the way? Now, if you're feeling fatigued or defeated or overwhelmed, what does your soul need to revive? Robin Williams once said, "Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party." So now with spring, Aries leads us in, and that energy carries the soul quality of enthusiasm. Our task is to bring that enthusiasm consciously and joyfully. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis, with that voice sweet as honey.